This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
Speaking of tinkering with exchange rates as we just were, Congress is debating whether or not to attach some new rules about what countries can and cannot do with their currencies to the fast-track trade legislation that's in the works in the Senate right now. The Obama administration is really, really opposed to adding those rules, even as it's really, really for getting on with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP, the underlying trade bill itself. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains this slice of the currency story.
Trade deals are big, complex agreements that try and get everyone playing from the same rule book. Jared Bernstein is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities and a former member of President Obama's economic team.
What I think we're trying to do here is to create a playing field on which international trade will take place now for years to come. So you want labor standards, you want environmental standards, and you also want currency standards.
If a country devalues its currency to make it cheaper relative to other countries, well, then its exports get cheaper, too. And Bernstein says that means the field isn't level anymore. But Treasury Secretary Jack Lew said yesterday that adding these currency rules could open the door for other countries to challenge Federal Reserve policies. Ishwar Prasad is a professor at Cornell.
It's a pretty fine line between actual intervention in the foreign exchange market and alternatively using monetary policy, that is printing more money or reducing interest rates in order to make the currency cheaper in value.
So while Jared Bernstein thinks spotting currency manipulators is very straightforward, Alan Sykes, a professor at NYU Law School, says countries always have other explanations.
They're promoting development, they're maintaining a stable value of their currency, or in the case of the United States, we need low interest rates to stimulate the economy in the face of a serious recession, so that there's always a story.
The Senate is expected to vote on a trade bill later this week. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.